Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thought I'd give you some clarity on the plan at quarterback. As we got through the week, Josh Johnson will start. Jeff Driscoll will be the backup. And we're also signing Sam Hartman to the 53. He'll be the emergency third. So I wanted to give you guys as much clarity as I had as I went through the week. And now I'll open up to you guys and we can get started with questions.
Merry Christmas from Dan Quinn. We found out the long-anticipated debate. Question. We finally have an answer. 390-year-old Josh Johnson is going to start on Christmas Day. 24 hours from right now, the oblong pigskin will be in the air, knuckling away, and then Josh Johnson will trot out. And then if we're lucky, lucky might be a stretch, then if circumstances dictate, we'll get to see Jeff Driscoll back in burgundy and gold. How about them apples? And then, if things continue how they've gone all year, maybe even Sam Hartman as the emergency third quarterback. Wow, aren't we lucky? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Not only that, Chris Russell.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
Mad Max. You're not mad today.
No, it's Christmas Eve. How could you be?
Exactly. I mean,
you can be stressed, but you can't be mad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Mad Max thing is an unfair moniker to you because it paints with a broad brush. The reason why I call you Mad Max is because that's what they call Max Scherzer.
Well, it's easy, it's alliterative, and yeah, right. It's big in this town.
And I could do like kind of a bit when we were working together every day before you left me, before you signed as a free agent with the Kevin Sheehan show.
I was assigned.
Yeah. I think you signed an unrestricted free agent deal for big money.
Well, I said yes, but that was, you know. Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, my friend. I got to drive out to Chantilly to do some last-minute shopping because I'm a terrible son.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Chantilly as in like the...
where Billy is
Fair
from.
Oaks, Billy and Chantilly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As in the Fair Oaks Mall or
Do you, Mom, if you're listening, cover your ears. Do you know where Spa King is?
Yeah.
Yes, so it's that's the Christmas gift.
Spa King is 7 minutes from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah, I'm heading out to your neck of the woods.
It's in a Harris Teeter shopping center.
Okay, I might hit Harris Teeter.
There is a great wings place, Velocity Wings.
Oh, we got one by me.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a Jersey Mike's.
Love Jersey Mike's.
They just opened up a Hangry Joe's, John's?
Hangry Joe's Hot Joe's. Chicken. I've had that. It's all right. I'm not.
I haven't had that yet.
It's pretty good. It's akin to Dave's Hot Chicken.
There you go. That's what I figured. And a Ford's Fish Shack. Have you ever eaten at a Ford's Fish Shack?
I have not.
Ford's Fish Shack is...
Is it anything,
very good.
Anything like Long John Silver's or Captain D's?
No. It's higher end. Not higher end without being egregiously higher end, if that makes sense.
So it's higher end. Does it have a drive-thru?
No.
Okay, so it's a high-end seafood place.
Yes, and which would eliminate landfill from going there.
Well, that is an issue.
Right. First of all, how did the show go today with the DOC?
Show was good.
Yeah?
Doc's good.
I was on the phone the entire time.
I noticed. I noticed you were scarfing glizzies down on the other side as well.
Well, I had one. That's... Without sans a bun, because extra carbs.
You raw dogged on Christmas Eve?
I mean, J.P. Finley is putting cheddar cheese on a bun, mayonnaise, a glizzy, and then shoving it down after stealing my Diet Pepsi from the refrigerator. Without permission, by the way.
Well, it's a 2-liter bottle. There's enough for everybody.
No, it was a can. It was a can.
Oh, no.
Yes,
Billy probably didn't know it was yours, then.
Well, he knew it was mine.
Well.
He said, because I've made an offer to him before in weeks past, that no. Today, I have a couple of, have you ever had the Arizona iced teas in the cans that you see in, like, convenience store
Quite
coolers
familiar.
And whatnot?
They used to be 99 cents before all this happened.
Now they're like $1.39 or something like
egregious,
that.
But
and I heard they were never going to raise their prices.
That was what I was told.
As a matter of fact, I watched a 10-minute video on the success story of that company recently, and then all of a sudden I started noticing, and they promised they were never going to raise the prices.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I noticed, ain't 99 cents anymore.
It's not.
But that's okay. It's still a good value. Anyway, the point being
is... Costco hot dog.
The point being is, I've got a couple of those, so no cans of Diet Pepsi, no cans of Diet Coke, much to the chagrin of one young AMAC. What are you doing for Christmas tomorrow?
Christmas tomorrow, wake up, do the gifts, the whole deal, then we go to my grandparents out in McLean, then we come back over to my neck of the woods to see my grandmother, do Christmas with her. Come back.
Where do you have dinner?
At my house. So we have like a whole... So tonight we've got a whole bunch of like blood family coming over, whoever's in town. So we'll bring them by.
Is it a big food thing? Is it just an alcohol thing? What is it?
We do stinky cheese, raclette cheese.
Eh?
Raclette cheese.
Raclette cheese?
It is a French thing. And it's really, really good. So there's this... It's a raclette machine specifically for this. So it's just basically... it's got on top is like a grill pan type deal, and then below it is these heaters that you basically cut off a slice of cheese, throw it on the pan, and let the cheese melt, or you can let it cook and get like crispy.
So it gets all gooey?
Yeah, you can get gooey, or you can overdo it and get it crispy.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just kind of to your taste. And then we have like the grill on top is meant for like sausages, veggies, stuff like that that you can kind of put in with it. It's really good.
So do you put the sausages in or do we just do the raclette?
Well, you can, it's to each their own. It's very free-flowing environment.
And how do you spell this? I've never heard of this.
R-A-C-L-E-T-T-E, I think. If you look up raclette machine,
yeah, there it is. Raclette cheese. How
yes.
about that?
All very right. good.
I have never heard of that. I mean, French cheese. Boursin? Have you ever had boursin?
Quite familiar.
That's great.
Very
you
good.
Fold that into mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving, a little bit of a, you know, it's something that the family does. Or brie, right?
Yeah, brie's always
good.
I
mean, brie is great for an appetizer. I have never heard of raclette cheese.
Check it out sometime.
I mean, it's like the weird cousin of the raquettes or?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay. So that's tonight.
Yes.
And lots of booze or no?
Do you
get all hammered or do
no,
we take it easy?
No, that's usually reserved for like New Year's Eve.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a kind of, it's depending on how I'm feeling, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? It's in the moment.
Tomorrow, where you have dinner at your house after visiting grandma and grandma, and then?
Yes. So we have a bunch of, then we have a bunch of like family friends that I've grown up with and all them. They come over Christmas night, and then I'll be back here on Friday.
So who does the cooking for tomorrow night if you're out at grandma and grandma?
So we come home around, it depends. We're usually home by like 4 or 5.
And then you do the cooking.
Cooking, kind of. It's mostly appetizers and stuff. It's just little things like noshing.
So it's not a big meal.
It's not a Christmas dinner type thing. It's more just like.
I was going to say, what is on the menu? Because that is very important.
So we got ham. We got ham, that's for sure.
Like a baked ham?
Yes. Virginia honey baked.
Honey baked?
Yeah. Oh, it's Christmas. We pulled all the stops.
Ah, boy. That big salary of yours.
Yeah, right. But the honey baked ham's always huge. And then, it's just appetizers, little things that my mom picked up at the store that can easily be tossed in the oven and heated for a mass group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So like mini quiches are big. I know we've got some pigs in a blanket coming.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are always
I bought some good pigs in a blanket the other day. Hebrew National.
Ooh.
Like brand, which I'm not a big brand guy, but I mean, can't go wrong with Hebrew National hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought you'd be a Nathan's guy, but okay.
Nathan's. I just had a Nathan's dog over a glizzy, as the kids call it, over there in the B. Mitch and Finley studio. All right. So, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Ooh. It's got to be, man. I would say opening gifts, but that's kind of cheap, and it would make me.
It's actually expensive,
it's a cheap answer because I gotta get you a gift selfish. Still. You don't have to do that.
I feel
because if I didn't get you one, it's gonna make me feel bad.
I don't want you to get me one. I don't do anything to get gifts. I give gifts as thanks, you know. And you helped me out. I mean, before you signed as a free agent and left us in the dust.
Listen, I'll let you do what you want. You're a grown man. You make your own decisions.
Okay.
But my favorite Christmas tradition, so every year on Christmas Eve, a.k.a. Festivus, we do a Chinese dinner. We do Chinese turkey. So we get duck. We get Chinese duck.
Oh, but people call that Chinese turkey? Got it.
You've seen A Christmas Story, right?
I've fallen asleep on it.
Well, of course. He calls it Chinese turkey.
Okay. I didn't get that reference. Okay. I'm probably asleep at that point.
No, but Peking duck.
Okay.
Big hit in my house, especially on Christmas Eve.
So that's, tonight? No.
No, that was last night.
That was last night.
It was very
good. It turned out good. Duck is moist and tender, right?
Yeah, it's like it's all dark meat, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's the skin
and
super.
And a little fat, right?
Skin super fatty and crispy. Yeah, it's a hit.
You get like a little sweet duck sauce, right?
Of course. Okay. A little plum sauce, yeah.
Last thing for you, and then we're going to let you stop working.
Okay.
How do we feel about Christmas Day being run over like a reindeer would run over grandma on Christmas Eve? Not your grandma.
I don't think the reindeer that is doing the running over is that big this year.
Yeah. Well, whether big, not. How do we feel about the NFL running over Christmas Day?
I would like competitive. I would like good competitive games on Christmas Day if we're going to get them. Unfortunately, we're going to watch Josh Johnson, Sam Hartman, maybe Jeff Driskel, but we're definitely going to be watching J.J. McCarthy.
We're not watching J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
He's already been ruled out.
He's already out. We're going to be watching Max Brosmer.
I mean, the smell test should have told you that.
There was no smell test picks for the Christmas games. We will have smell test picks on the show on Friday, I promise.
Oh, that's right, because Kevin wasn't here.
Yes. What he did have one last night. It didn't go over well.
The College Bowl game.
Yeah.
Was that the Louisville game?
No, it was UNLV in Ohio.
You know what? I did hear him say that yesterday.
He said over 60, final score was 17-10.
Yeah. Who won?
Yes, but I watched.
So with all of these grandmas and traveling all over the place, are you going to be in front of a television Netflix style or on your phone watching the Commanders? Is it like that kind of day or no?
It's going to be that kind of day. I'll be out and about, so I'll be on my phone keeping track of it. But and that's the other thing about it being on Netflix. I'm at my grandparents' house.
Right. Do they have Netflix?
No.
Right, exactly. Do you have Netflix on your phone?
I do.
So you can watch it on your phone?
Yes, but Netflix has made it increasingly complicated to get onto one account on multiple screens because
they realize how many people are borrowing.
Or password sharing, which, but okay, yeah. So that's...
They're in business. They're busy paying the NFL $150 million for two dog crap games.
Oh, man. I'm so excited to watch Chris Olatokun versus the Broncos defense tomorrow night.
I got to be honest with you. There isn't a chance in hell I'm watching that game. I'll watch the Commanders. It'll be on.
Yeah.
I will not be taking notes. It'll be on only and simply because I have to work on Friday.
Fair.
I go to every home game.
I know.
I'm not going.
It's Christmas.
It's my protest.
It's Christmas.
It's my protest.
I understand. Your principle.
Thanksgiving
man.
Would be a little bit different because the only time the Commanders could host a home game on Thanksgiving would be at night.
Yeah.
And you can build your day around. This is
smack dab
not only
in the middle.
A way worse day to have an NFL football game, never mind three.
Right.
And never mind the fact that it is a completely meaningless game for both teams. Mm-hmm. NFC East tournament aside, sorry, double elimination style, what have you. But the fact that it's at 1 o'clock.
It ruins everything.
It ruins everything.
Yeah.
Because theoretically, if you're going to watch it or care about it, or if you're going to be on the radio talking about it, you should probably kind of watch it.
Probably.
Even if you don't care about it, even if you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Even if Josh Johnson is playing.
I'll be tuned in a little bit.
But the game ain't going to end until 4:10. Somewhere in that range. I mean,
that's
for all of our sake,
so much
maybe,
for Christmas.
Maybe like 3:50. Like
so
if they can get
Christmas.
It over early.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. It's just so bad.
And you're gonna get so many complaints about people. Oh, you go to work on Christmas. Boo,
yeah.
boo.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy Christmas too, man. Yeah, and man. We all know we
Christmas
I'm
is a little bit different than Thanksgiving.
Little
like,
bit,
I'm not
yeah.
a big religious guy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have little kids anymore, but, you know, everybody's got family. I mean, I'm on the phone all day long, right?
Yeah.
Between texting people that everybody that texts me, everybody that I've got to text and wish Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever to. My kids, Tyler's going to be on the way driving down, but he's not leaving Weehio, as he calls it, until about 1:30 in the afternoon. Ooh. So he's going to be calling me like every half an hour on the half an hour to give me updates about where he is.
Of course.
Okay. You know, Natalie is not coming. Listen, it is the NBA went from 2 games to 3 games to 5 games on Christmas Day like a couple of years ago.
I remember.
They've already ruined Christmas, but at least you can say, look, I'm not watching Christmas Day NBA. It's one of 82 games.
Right.
The problem with the NFL in most normal years, and this is not a normal year, it's one of 17 games.
It's true.
It means a lot more normally.
Well.
Normally.
Yes.
This game means absolute. I promise you, if this game meant something, I would obviously be interested to watch it. I would still be mad that the NFL is sabotaging Christmas.
Doc's going to be mad at you, by the way.
Why?
Because you think this game doesn't matter. Doc thinks it does, very much.
Yeah, Doc, I love Doc, but he's a little bit of a Neanderthal.
A meathead, yes.
A little bit of a caveman.
I get it.
You know, me football.
Me want to win. Yeah, no, I get it. I understand all perspectives here, but it's just,
I love
it's,
Doc.
I do too. It's just tough when it's just two non-playoff teams going at it in a game that ultimately just
exists
in the ether.
And that kind of leads us into like some of what we have to talk about on the show. Because not what we want to talk about. I'd rather talk about raclette
Christmas
cheese.
Christmas and food, yeah.
Yeah. And raclette cheese, which I didn't know existed until about 12 minutes ago.
Happy to have put you on.
But, my goodness. I don't want to see the Cowboys win tomorrow because...
I thought that was going to be followed with a butt and that was going to worry
well,
me. Well, because you're a Giants fan?
I'm not a Giants fan. Because I'm a Jets fan. I don't want to see the Giants win either. I don't want to see the Cowboys win because that means enjoyment for Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That means enjoyment
means
for
Jerry
Cowboy
Jones
Bob.
Yeah.
That means another broken leg for Cowboy Bob hopping on and hopping off the bandwagon as it's pulling away, as it's pulling out of the station. I do not want to see Cowboy fans happy. However, I gotta be honest with you. I'd rather get a stocking full of coal than get a meaningless Commanders win. So how do I rectify this? How do I reconcile this?
Caleb Downs. That's my only answer.
Okay. But Linnell tells me that he's going to throw a poop fit without using that word if they draft Caleb Downs. Right? That's the Ohio State safety, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna lose it if they draft Caleb Downs.
And it's a day that ends in Y, correct?
Wait, then there would be a super six pack. Because he does a super six pack for every day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
And it would be a day that ends in Y that he throws a fit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Well, nope, that's Darius.
Oh.
I just saw somebody walk around the aisle. Don't go there. Don't go there. I just saw somebody walk around the corner.
I shouldn't have said there he is when I turned because I didn't see him, and then I saw it was Darius.
Linnell is bumping around somewhere. Man. I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. Anyway, we have to end this charade because we are here to talk about Christmas Day football. Ladies and gentlemen, so exciting. Max is laughing his ass off. Darius is coming into the studio. He's not coming into the studio. He's here to take care of the Grant and Danny show. I'm sure they will have a catered buffet
delivered. Yeah, they got Pupitella already.
Because that's how they operate on the other side of the aisle, on the other side of the floor. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Mad Max, don't be mad.
I would never.
Be glad.
I'll try.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Of course.
You know I love you, man.
Love you too, brother.
Thanks for everything.
Always. Merry
All
Christmas.
Right, that's our guy, Mad Max. Mad Max Scherzer. He's a free agent. Again, looking for another contract. Could he come back to Washington? Ooh, that would be interesting. AMAX alongside. We've got all things AMAX, special Wednesday edition. And we have the Cowboy B stock report. And I've got a little bit of a Christmas present for Cowboy B that we have to present him as he does the Cowboy B stock report and talks all about his beloved Dallas Cowboys. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. In between now and then, you can join us and talk about whatever the hell you want. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Everybody knows. It is Christmas Eve day. Good to have you with us. Looking for this. Will you watch tomorrow afternoon's completely meaningless, utterly useless, shoved down your throat, holiday ruining NFL contest between the Washington Commanders and the Dallas Cowboys. Will you watch? Will you be going? If you had season tickets, or did you sell them? Are you going? Are you tailgating? Are you doing your normal thing? Whatever. Because here's the thing. I was already mad, annoyed, whatever, that they're ruining the holiday. I was already mad about that. As you know, that's a thing. I'm sorry. I apologize. If I offend anybody, I like to spend time without working on the holidays. We get two major ones a year. I'm sorry. I don't consider, you know, Easter Sunday is not a major holiday for me. It's a holiday. It's not a major holiday for me. 4th of July is, you know, 4th of July. There's only baseball on in Wimbledon. I love Thanksgiving and Christmas. We already had Thanksgiving ruined, commandeered, controlled by the NFL to begin with. We had no need, absolutely no need, other than greed, to play not one, not two, but three NFL games on Christmas Day. It is not about growing the game. It is not about doing something nice for the fans. It is simply, hey, how can we get more games in unopposed windows when everybody's at home? That's what it's about. And the only reason why they're not on network television and on Amazon Prime, Netflix, is because Netflix is paying like $150 million to the NFL and its member teams. That's why. And as far as the teams that want to play on these holidays, like the Kansas City Chiefs, who are eliminated and on their third quarterback, they wanted to play on both Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day this year. Played on Thanksgiving Day against the Dallas Cowboys in the most highly watched and rated game of all time in the regular season. Allegedly, like 57 million people watched it. They wanted to play on Christmas for a second consecutive year. They played last year in Pittsburgh. They're hosting Denver tomorrow night. They wanted to play because why? Not because they want to give their fans a gift. No. It is, hey man, how can we shove the brand, the Chiefs identity, logo, shield, whatever, down your throat a little bit more so you buy more jerseys, more hats, more scarves, more gloves, more boxers, more long johns, more pajamas? Because that's how we make even more money than we're already making. And when you're unopposed on a holiday, meaning there's not much else going on, and certainly not much else on TV, so these are windows that these teams, because they're not businesses, they're empires, don't want to say, oh, you know what? We don't want our fans to have to make a difficult choice of trudging out here for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, wherever it might be, to do their normal tailgating routine, to be at a football game for 3 hours, to drive home an hour and a half through traffic, all of that, to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I mean, I saw my guy Tailgate Ted. He's out shopping for 4 hours today like he does normally all the time. My friends Pez and Christy, who haven't missed a game in 20-plus years, are doing their normal thing tomorrow. 20-plus years. Everybody's got to trudge out to Landover. Because if your thing is going to games, you got to make a difficult decision. Do I sell the tickets? Do I not? Do I give them to somebody, charity, what have you? Ah, man, we got to go. Got to go. It's just what we do. It's what we're about. It's, you know, we only get 9 or 10 of these a year. Every fiber in the being says, got to go. Next year, they have 9 home games scheduled, but one of them, we know, is going to be an international game, which means they're only going to have 1 preseason game and 8 actual home games. So they only have 9 total games on the schedule. And at least as far as right now, the Commanders, to my knowledge, have not announced a ticket reimbursement program or a ticket credit program or anything of the sort. Like other teams have, when they normally have 10 games for season tickets, whether it be 8 preseason or, you know, 2 preseason and 8 regular season, or 9 regular season and 1 preseason under the new 17-game format. To my knowledge, I haven't seen it. If anybody knows, I haven't seen it. I'm not aware of it. They haven't announced that yet. I don't know if they're going to do it. They should, but I don't know if they're going to do it. That's a whole nother issue. But tomorrow, for those of you, and if you're going to the game, if you're not going to the game, if you had tickets and you sold them, gave them away, whatever, you gave them to somebody, whatever your reasoning, I would love to hear it. But also, think about this. The game's on Netflix. Some of you might not have Netflix, as hard as that is to believe. If you are going to be at home tomorrow, not going to the game, and you would identify yourself as a Commanders or a Cowboys fan, are you going to watch the game with the same normal intensity? Are you going to watch the game at all? Is it just going to be background noise? How is that going to play out in your home on Christmas Day? The first time Commanders are playing on Christmas Day. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to your calls right after this. Stay tuned. First, a trending alert. All right, indeed, the Commanders getting ready for the Cowboys less than 24 hours from right now. Northwest Stadium, final home game of the year. Final matchup with the Cowboys, who won 44-22 back in Arlington in mid-October. Josh Johnson, 39-year-old, will start over Marcus Mariota, too banged up. That means Sam Hartman will be brought up to the 53 and serve as the emergency. And Jeff Driskel, who was re-signed from Arizona's practice squad, will be the backup quarterback. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders placing former Commander safety Jeremy Chinn on IR, and perhaps very important for fantasy playoff games and situations, Brock Bowers, their starting stud tight end, who has been banged up for much of the year. They play the New York Giants, do the Vegas Raiders, in the battle for the number one pick. Some might call it the toilet bowl. I don't know who those people are, but some might call it the toilet bowl. Meanwhile, DK Metcalf had his 2-game suspension upheld by the NFL, who found no evidence of any derogatory language. So that is that situation. The Capitals are off for a couple of days after taking one on the chin last night in the third period to the New York Rangers. They'll return over the weekend against the New Jersey Devils. And one last one for you from college football. Florida State losing their starting quarterback, Thomas Castellanos, who is dropped his appeal for another year of college eligibility and instead declared for the NFL draft. He also played at Boston College. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, once again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Those of you that are not working today, which is many of you, although traffic still was very slow. Man, people were driving extra slow. A little bit reckless. Sent things in my backseat flying because somebody decided to just slam on their brakes for no reason over the 14th Street Bridge. And I mean no reason. Tomorrow is the Christmas Clash, as the Commanders are calling it. And listen, I've already made my feelings known. I want nothing to do with this game. I'm not a berserk fan. So you're going to probably be mad at me when you hear that. Because football is the most important thing to you. And that's okay. I don't begrudge you for that. I don't get mad at you. It's not for me. It's work. Okay? Do I like it? Sure. Do I want it all the time? No. Do I like that my life is run by football? No. And I certainly don't want it on Christmas Day. There's no need for it. So remember that when you chime in on the phones at 301-230-0980 or yell at me on Twitter, all you Twitter tough guys, at WrestleMania621, because you think, you go get another job. If you don't like it, move. Well, first of all, go kick all the rocks. No thanks. Okay? I can do whatever I want, and I can feel however I want. I can think whatever I want. I will tell you that if this game meant anything, I would still not go, but I would eagerly watch it because it's my job. But it will be nothing more than essentially background noise tomorrow. Christmas is a day for family, friends, opening up presents. If you're religious, different things. I'm busy. I've got a life. My life is not controlled, run by it is, because it's on all the time. I refuse to let them ruin my Christmas. I'm not going to the game. I could. I don't have to. I'm not going to the game. It's my protest. Again, I will not be sitting there with notes, scrambling all sorts of notes about a game that means absolutely nothing. That's only being played because the NFL wanted to make more money. I will not do that. And I don't apologize for it either. All right, let's get you aboard. And you can yell at me. I mean, you don't have to understand. Let's get to Buck in on the Eastern Shore. What's up, Buck? Happy holidays. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Chris.
What's going on, Buck?
I think I'm doing well. Thank you. Merry Christmas to
you
and your family.
Thank you.
let's just say that I think I heard you earlier in the show. I think the only way that you'd be satisfied on the outcome of the Commanders Cowboys game is a 0-0 tie, because it's so the Cowboys and Commanders have 0-0 tie because
right,
you don't
so that
know
nobody I mean, wins. Yeah.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that you can't even gamble on the games because only Detroit and Denver have something to play for. So you don't know if Prescott's going to play. You don't know if CeeDee Lamb's going to play. You don't know. Well, you know McCarty and what's his name? Mahomes, who's hurt.
Yeah.
You don't know. And Rashee Rice may not play for Kansas City. So from a gambling perspective, they're not really, you know, good gambling games to choose from. And I think, you know, since you're a wrestling fan, I think World's End pay-per-view where AEW is the only thing to watch this weekend.
Well, they have so actually, this just in, I found out yesterday, they have a Christmas Eve show tonight, as normally on AEW. But then tomorrow night, apparently they have a Christmas Collision show. So they're actually doubling down Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, trying to take some advantage of that. I believe on TBS, I want to say both are on TBS, or maybe one's on TBS tonight, as normal, and one's on TNT tomorrow. Double check. But yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. People want to expose their product, right? People, you know, like there's a reason why people and corporate sponsors like Macy's support the Thanksgiving Day Macy's parade, right? Because they want you to go to Macy's. Everybody does something to make money. Nothing's wrong with that. But we as Americans, we as fans, we don't have to support it. And a 0-0 tie. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, yeah. Buck, if you watch that game or if you go to that game and you get a 0-0 tie? That would just be just, I mean, I didn't even ponder
apropos.
That scenario. That would be beyond apropos. That's great. That's a great little barb. Thank you, Buck. I appreciate it.
All right.
Christmas to you. Happy holidays. That is funny. I didn't even think about that. Let's get to Mike and Ashburn if I can untangle my wires here. Hang on a second. Mike in Ashburn. Happy holidays, Mike. How are you? Yes, I got you.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Can you believe it's 60 degrees? I'm totally against preseason games. I like to see before the season starts, there's so much concern because nobody plays the preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Canadian Football League has no preseason. They just start playing. College football, they just start playing.
Right.
And I'd like to see an 18 or 20 game, no preseason. Just play the game. And then stop talking about people getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Well, if you want people to stop talking about getting hurt, more games is not the answer. See, that's the problem with that, right? Like, guys are going to get hurt no matter what the structure is, right? It's a physical game. Guys are going to get hurt. But if you want less injuries, less talk about injuries and crippling injuries like the Commanders have dealt with all year, like some of these quarterbacks around the league, especially tomorrow, more games is not the answer. It's actually less games, but they don't care about that. That's the problem. They think you'll watch Max Brosner and Josh Johnson tomorrow because it's there and because it's on and because that's what you do. And most people will do that, but that doesn't necessarily mean me.
1 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be in my pajamas.
Will you be watching the game, though, on Netflix?
No. Well, it'll be open broadcast in the D.C. metro area. You don't have to have Netflix to see it tomorrow. It'll be on network TV.
Oh, you know what? Good point. I didn't think about that. Good point. I don't know.
You don't need,
I don't know what channel it's on, but all right. So you
it's
will
on it's on CBS.
Okay. So you will be watching the game, but in your PJs at home, and will you be caring about the game, or will it just be on and background noise and just on in case something great happens? How will you approach that?
I'll be watching like the corner of my eye.
I got you. I don't blame you.
Not, you know, both teams are It means nothing. So I'm surprised the NFL didn't flex it out.
Well,
they can't.
That's the problem. They can't. Trust me, they would if they could. They can't. And maybe a schedule like tomorrow, okay, where you have five out of six. Five out of six teams that are not playing. Four out of six, and one team has like a 2% chance, and three teams are playing with their number three quarterback. Maybe they will figure out a way to build in some flexibility, but I don't know how they're going to do that, because these teams do want to play on Christmas Day. It's a big deal for their brand exposure. Yeah. That's what they care about.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit. Did you see the date of the 2027 Super Bowl?
I did not. No,
it's on Valentine's Day.
Actually, on Valentine's Day,
February 14th.
Oh, God.
So that would be February 2027.
I mean, they will do anything.
Yeah, it's going to be on Valentine's Day, and that's when pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah. Wow, they do anything they can to ruin everything they can. Thank you, Mike. Happy holidays. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Cowboy B is upset. Bob,
yes,
you okay?
Is.
I mean, I saw you bring back a big tray of glizzies. You all right?
It was one hot dog.
It looked like you had about 16 of them.
It was a hot dog and a donut. And I let him know that was some greedy, you know what.
What kind of donut did you bring? I can't hear you. You got to talk into them. Oh, glazed. We got to turn on your mic. A glazed donut. You know who brought in those donuts?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure you know.
Oh, I know.
Young Stunna B. Or whatever
what? That's my Twitter
at. Yeah. Is it Young Stunna B?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Who does Brian look like? Who does Cowboy B look like?
Are you trying to bait him into saying something racially charged?
I can't believe you just did that. I am dealing with lights and glaring glass in front of me. And because I saw somebody turn the corner.
Relax. And I'm joking.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. Oh, now you want to joke.
We got to go to break.
Because I saw Linnell, or I thought it was Linnell, and it was Darius. Unbelievable, you people. Unbelievable. Don't go crazy over there. All of you. I got to get this show under control. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. I have heard this version now three times since last night. I mean, you can't go wrong, right? If this doesn't put you in a good mood, you know, I kind of been a little grouchy on the show today, not wanting to celebrate Christmas Day with the Commanders.
I mean, that's right on brand for you.
And the Cowboys.
That's right on brand for you, though, Rooster. You're a bit grouchy.
I don't think I'm as grouchy as you think I am. I think I can be grouchy at times.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can be very cynical.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know this about me.
Yeah.
I may not come across on the radio as caring, gentle, supportive, nice as I come across off the radio.
I think you come across both that way.
God.
Gentle,
dang.
Caring, nice. But there are moments where it's just like.
Oh, I thought you were throwing me under the bus.
No. Gentle.
So you think on the radio I come across
points,
that way,
yeah.
too?
Points, when you're not talking about football. Especially late in the year when the Commanders suck. That's when the grouch comes out.
Yeah. I'm a little bit grouchy. I mean, you know, like last year was fun.
I wish I could have seen you last year, like when all of
they were relevant.
Yeah.
Dude, I was in Detroit. I was traveling all over the place.
Were you happy looking back on
yes.
it?
Yes.
Were you happy to travel? Because now you just hate traveling. You're like, I gotta travel.
Well, I mean, like traveling for insignificant games, like next week at Lincoln Financial Field. I love going to the Link.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a great press box. They take great care of the press. It's a relatively easy drive. The game means absolutely nothing for anyone. I mean, I guess it could still mean positioning for the Eagles. I don't care enough about that. I'm not going. Last year, I was more than happy to go up to Philadelphia twice on a Thursday night and for the NFC Championship game. I flew to Detroit on my own dime just to be there for the biggest game that the Commanders, Washington NFL organization, had played in, you know, at that point, 28, 29 years. And they won. And it was awesome. I got a one-on-one in it. Well, one-on-one might be a stretch. Me and Ben Standig cornered Josh Harris after the game. We got the only interview with the owner. He asked us if we were coming to Philadelphia. Said, hell yeah. NFC Championship, baby. I mean, that was a blast. This is torture. I mean, it's not physical torture. There's a lot of things in the news about that, if you've seen and if you pay attention. But this is like football torture. Just completely meaningless, playing out the string because we have to. Even like the fake NFC East tournament. Blah. I didn't even watch Hard Knocks last night. When we come back, I got to get away from this because it's driving me crazy. Did you see the latest on Lamar Jackson? Oh, man. We'll have it for you next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.